We are actually a group of four architects, and we are doing mostly together the projects regarding public space in Ljubljana, because we all live in Ljubljana, and so we know the city the most, we know the problems, we know all the the good and the bad points of the city. So maybe before, because you don't know, probably Ljubljana is the capital, but it's a very small town. It has like less than 300,000 people. And like 15 years ago, it was, I don't know, it was like almost forbidden to sit on the grass. You know, nobody was doing it. So that's why we, when we were, I don't know, living in abroad or traveling or seeing how other European cities are functioning, we just thought that it would be good to start this initiative in Ljubljana just to encourage people how to start using the public space more. So we also had this problem in the beginning, asking ourselves if this is just the question of the culture, because it's so small, Ljubljana, that for example, if you have like a free afternoon or just few hours, you immediately can sit on the bike or take a car and you go outside of the city and you are in already in the nature. But then after, I don't know, talking and discussing and seeing the experiences from the other city, we realize that it's not only the question of the culture, but it's more the question of your habits that you have. So if nobody is sitting in the park, also you won't sit it, but if somebody starts, then people slowly will also start to use this person. So that's why we just joined this kind of initiative in Ljubljana that started approximately with independence, when the city also opened more to new people who were coming. There were many backpackers and they slowly started to use some spaces that other people were not used to them. But and then appeared in many street festivals also, and I think slowly the situation is getting better now with all the actions we are doing together. So yeah, my group, we decided to do like a short term interventions in different types of public space, in order to just first of all to show how many space of the city can you use, and from the other hand just to encourage the people to use the space and create this more relaxed atmosphere in the city. So mainly we are using some very trivial elements, like you will see later when I will show the project, but just to give, just to expose these different public spaces that could be used and to encourage people, or to give them some new definition maybe. After all these interventions, I mean, when we are choosing these spaces, we always try to choose different kind of space, but always the space that we think that has some kind of potential. For example, if you add something very small, or sometimes even if you take something away, you know, we think that it can become pleasant. So all these projects are really low budget, and but from them we also learn. It's like a test, you know. We see what that area then needs. I mean, and what can it handle? For example, according to the people that are living there or gathering there, or what are the problems with vandalism, and then all the experiences we get, we also try to communicate with the municipality and just to let them know what they should put more attention to, or just maybe that they add some little things, that the area would get better. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I think that we are just trying to put this public space, if I would conclude with one sentence, that we are trying to put the public space in the conscious of the city, you know, the people and the municipality. Mm-hmm. So these are the projects we did in last 6 years. And we divide, we have few categories that we made of the projects. It's like Prostoroj, like a festival. These are the projects that we do self-initiatively. Mm-hmm. Then we have architecture that are, okay, there were only two realized projects till now that we did, but again considering public space. And then Prostoroj corporations, that are the projects that we did on invitation of or other festivals or other, or for example, if municipality invited us or things like this. So I will firstly show you this self-initiatively project that we did. The first year, it was 2004, we did it as a part of one music festival actually. So there was one street in the old city center of Ljubljana, you know, and there are many shops. Uh-huh. And we thought that when you are walking through that street, you never ask yourself what is behind that shop, because we realized that there are really nice atriums behind, you know. They are half private, but they could be also public. So we did like, I don't know what, some kind of installations in these patios just to invite people to enter these spaces and to see what is behind this building. So for that, yeah, I will just release. I will not explain everything, but these were like gardens and then some grass streets. Yeah, it's glass bowl, and inside there were real fish. Because it's this street, I mean it's small street that is called Fish Street. Oh. So we put the golden fish inside. No, this, I mean, we have an idea, but of course we apply to this course for proposal of municipality and for Ministry of Culture. Mm-hmm. The first year we didn't apply at all because we didn't know it. So we, all the flowers and these things we got from sponsors, and there were many people helping us, of course. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. The next year we apply. The next year we had the green spaces, so again we chose some points in similar, maybe a little bit wider area of the parks that were not really parks, they were just some green areas that had no equipment or they were not classified in the map of the park. Uh-huh. So we added some new programs, you know, different kind of program that would invite people to come and use the spaces on different ways as they are used to it. These were like, this is an outreach, okay, the place near festival, outdoor festival, so if you are on the tree, mm-hmm. you can watch the festival inside. This was like the most popular thing when there was a festival, everybody was there.
So how do you keep track people in your eyes with your installation?
How do we attract?
No, how do you know how many people use your...
We don't know exactly, but we just follow when we pass by. We don't know the statistics either. Mm-hmm. But you can also see it, how it is used. How much is it destroyed, or what do people do there, mm-hmm. or you know, by some other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same on the street. You saw that, you know, when you were passing by, you saw which place was more used than the other one. So the next year we did the river. There is a river that is running through the city center, the city. And there is really not any good connection between the river and the city. There is a strong canal around the river. So we thought that it would be good to present the city to the people that are also living or visiting the city from this other perspective. So we put like two platforms. We put two platforms on the river where you could rent a canoe for free, of course. And then to this project we invited some other artists also to create, I don't know, some installations or something on the river or on the river banks or under the bridge or just around, just in to make this route more interesting maybe. After this 1 week, there were like 1,000 people who were renting the canoe in 1 week, which for Ljubljana is really a lot.
Yeah.
So this tourism board of Ljubljana decided to continue this renting of canoe. So every year, every summer, you can rent it for free.
Oh, really?
2008, we did a children's playground. Again with the reason, I don't know, there are really a lot of playgrounds in the city, but the municipality doesn't have enough money to invest in these playgrounds. So they are just trying to maintain them on the very basic level, and they all look the same. They have this completely old equipment that when we were using it when we were children, and we thought that it would be good that if we give to each of these playgrounds that we chose, to give them different thematics. So, for example, we put in one playground this kind of wooden playground that that children could climb and just play. This one stayed. This one was like a visual thing, you know, because children were turning around circles and they made this visual illusions. These were experiments with the sound, you know, how much the sound travels. And here the different frequencies. It stayed till just a few months ago. Now they removed them. They want to remove the whole playground. Yeah.
Why?
Because they cannot maintain it. For the same reason I said, you know, there are too many of them and they think they don't have enough money. You know? So for them it's better to remove some of them. The problem is that for all these projects, you know, we realize that the institution of the municipality, the problem is that they it's too big and they just don't know how to handle everything. You know, so there is one money that goes into something that is completely not important, but they are used to do it, you know? So I think it's in all these huge institutions that, and then sometimes you ask for something little small and they tell you, sorry, we cannot because we don't have it in the program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here there was a painting.
But then you have managed to put all these, like the sound, the spinning wheels, everything already, right? Already in the playground.
No. We put.
Yeah, and then they, after all, they still don't know to maintain it.
No, because these things we do, they are so low budget, they cannot stay forever. No, the ones that were shown that they could stay, they stay. But mostly they just fell apart after 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, this is made of the cheapest wood and, you know, this... this is one street in, again, in the center, and it's in area where during the summer or this week there is like a theater festival going on around this street.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many other cultural institutions around the street, but we just realized that there is on this street, although it is in a way special with the architecture trade and all these institutions, there are no possibilities that people would stay on the street because there is no place at all. We have very narrow pedestrian areas and these parking areas, and so we decided to remove 10 parking slots and to put on the parking slots like rooms that we created with the furniture that we were given by the people that are living on this street. So we just wanted to project the inner houses on the street. So we have all kind of rooms, from a dining room, and then, okay, together with this festival, they helped us to also to maintain the program. So here, for example, you had every day, you had free breakfast with, I don't know, orange juice and this pasticcerie and coffee. And then there was like a kitchen where there was some biological producers selling these vegetables and wine and some cookies and different stuff, or like a laundry where there were people playing chess, or some garden with yoga classes, or ping pong, and the living room, la pétanque, and
bedroom.
Yeah.
Ah.
These are the projects we did on invitation by other institutions. For example, this was a group exhibition of young Slovene architects that were presenting the problems they are facing during their work in this city museum, the main city museum of Ljubljana.
Mm.
So we decided, instead of showing our problems, to show the problems of these kind of institutions, of museums and galleries in Ljubljana, because exactly this museum at that time had been renovated, and there was still nobody who was entering the museum, you know? There was so much money put into it, but the program was so bad and the publicity was so bad that nobody went in it. So we put in front of the museum like a line of these shoes. Yeah, like people standing, you know, when you are somewhere in Vatican or in some big museum, you always see people standing in front of the museum to enter it. So we just made this with these shoes. But in a way it was working really good, because when people were passing by, when they saw the shoes, they all entered the museum because they, first of all, they thought it's an exhibition of shoes. We have friends who are fashion designers, so they asked us to do a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
So we chose to make it in this bomb shelter under the Castle Hill, because this bomb shelter has been renovated. nobody enters in this kind of place normally.
Yes.
So we put the models in this room,
yeah.
And we added just the mirrors and the light, and they were sitting on these benches for sleeping, and the visitors were walking, you know, so we just changed these rules that are normally going on.
So you mean the visitors will go close up to the models,
yeah,
to see the clothes?
Yeah, I mean the visitors were passing and the models were
standing there.
Because in that way they could see the whole place.
Yeah, good. How many people come to
this
fashion
show? I don't know, maybe 50. But for Ljubljana, that's normal. This was Slovene French Cultural Festival, organized by French Institute and again the Ministry of Culture. And it was going on the same square where we had these pink shoes. And this square is normally parked with cars. So we wanted to put something in the square just to prevent the cars to park there.
Mm-hmm.
And again it was without any money, so we used this green plastic box for the bottles that we could get for free, and then we created this pattern of a French garden.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like this Baroque.
Yeah.
And then this place was, for during the festival, it was the main stage for, I don't know, children workshops, and in the evening there were concerts and performances going on. Another festival on one small street in Ljubljana, that on this street there are many Slovene designers, so they wanted to have like 1 week festival in order to expose this street.
Mm-hmm.
So they invited us actually to decorate this festival. So, okay, one thing we did, we really decorated it with this pavement and the flags we put, but from another hand, we also wanted to expose again, firstly, that if you put just the benches, the bench connects with the shop, and it suddenly becomes more more public, you know, people stay and people talk, and it's not just the pedestrian area where people walk through. That's one thing, and another thing what we wanted to expose was that there were many empty in Ljubljana, you know, after in the period of socialism, all the private shops or any possessiveness for property you had, it was nationalized.
Mm-hmm.
So after this independency, all the shops or houses or anything became into process of denationalization.
Mm-hmm.
So during this process, all these shops could not be used.
Yeah.
So still now, what is almost 20 years of the process, there are so many shops that are closed because nobody can use them because they're in the process. So we wanted to expose these problems, and we put on the, we could use only shop windows. We couldn't even enter only for 1 week, they didn't allow us to use it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we just put on the shop windows, I don't have pictures here, but we put the photo montage of some program that could be happening, and we printed on the window, the letter that the Chamber of Architects was writing once to municipality, like invitation that they have this law to have a temporary use of these spaces.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they, slowly now it is changing. If we want, for example, already now, if we ask them if we can use some of these spaces, now they allow us. There is no law, but they look through fingers and they say, okay, you can use it. Slowly, slowly it's changing.
So then in Indiana, nobody is squatting the empty space?
Yeah, I mean... You know, Metelkova and
yeah. But then it, now that became kind of
already like institution.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that privately or secretly, wouldn't there be people wanting to space like this? No, it's very attractive. Yeah. It takes 10 years to go through a paperwork. I mean, you can go and stay for 2 years to be free.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think people are too...
because, you know, did I tell you in London there is a studio, a studio 58. It's a very interesting place. This place is, it used to be an artist, like a political activist. And what they do now, their main activity, main workshop, is to teach people how to squat. Really? They provide the tools, and they give you the manpower. So they have workshops that you can go, and you can say, I am an artist, I want to create a big sculpture, I don't have the space, I need to squat a big space for my sculpture. And really, you go and they teach you. They really do. They teach you
to provide them.
There is something really polite.
It's our culture. I don't agree that it should be like this, you know? But it is.
In France, squat, and after how maybe we can do that.
I don't know. I think this is an interesting thing we can discuss
today. Okay, this was just one exhibition about public space that, again, the Chamber of Architects was having in one gallery, so we made just this... it was on this street we wrote the names of all the public space in, this is like a map of Ljubljana, so that people could see really how many spaces are there. This was another test. It's on the main street that goes through the city center, you know, this provincial street. So there is a plan that this street will once become more close to the traffic, so it will be only allowed for public traffic transport. So we made this kind of temporary chairs that we put on many, many spaces on the street in order to test, you know, where the chairs are needed. So, I don't know, during 3 months, I think, there were these chairs standing there, and then we saw, okay, here people are sitting, there is, it was like a test for further planning.
What is the chair made of?
It's something like, you know, styrofoam?
No. Yeah, I know Singapore. but I don't remember how to translate it now.
Where are you from?
Darapol. Macedonia.
Ah.
Darapol.
No. It is for isolation.
Yeah.
Of
oh, when you buy a TV or something, you get the Wi-Fi.
But this is stronger. It cannot be. You cannot break it.
Yeah.
It's different material, but it looks the same.
Okay. Yeah. And you designed the chair?
No, there was a designer group who made a design, and it's a German or no, a Dutch company who is producing this kind of object. So it was like a prototype actually.
Uh-huh.
Now they are producing these chairs. Maybe it is the same because this company is well known. They use it on some.
Okay, another
design.
Can I ask something about this previous figure? What were these results like? Were they approved by some kind of official city planners, or how? What was the context of this project?
The results.
Yeah.
I mean, not really something officially, but it was this project was a part of one bigger project when Slovenia said when it was the presidency of European Union. So on this street, the city decided to make many interventions. I mean, many this small temporary projects and big real projects concentrated on this street in order to show that if you, for example, that projects that are happening during the year all around the city, if you concentrate them on one street, the effect is bigger, you know? Because you notice it more, if only if you do one. So this was a part of the city project, so the city has the results, you know, so when they will want to close the street for the transport, they will know where the benches could be used more, you know. And this again was a similar project. It's one street by the river in one area a little bit outside of the city center, but still in the center, and the street is really full of cars. It's like parked in two lines, and because the parking here is free, but the space is really nice. So we had the project speaking with all the local people who are living here, and what are their wishes. We had a workshop, and after this event, we got the result that it would be good for them. They all agreed that they are for closing the street if they have just their own parking space. So on our street, we needed like 30 parking slots, and all the rest could be empty, I mean, or used for all the programs that could happen on the street. So in this event, we removed all the cars from the street, and then during the whole, I mean, we asked them, of course, but those who didn't, we had to force them. So during this day, we had different kind of events or concerts, and I don't know, it was really nice. And now there is a, it should happen this year, that they will really change this traffic. Okay, this is Jan Gill and our mayor. Jan Gill is a very famous Dutch urbanist, and he started this project in Copenhagen, and then he's spreading them all around the world really, and making this space for pedestrians and for cyclists, just as an advertiser in these big cities. So he had this lecture there, and I think it was very useful because the mayor and all the urbanists from the city were listening to him, and from then on I think that things are getting really better in the way of how they think, you know? Because this is, I think, the problem, because the cities in the last 50 years, you know, where the cars became so popular, all the cities were coming made for cars, and they forgot that they should be placed for people and for bicycles, I mean for cycles. So this man is really proving it on the project he does. So with this kind of analytical proofs and everything, I think it's really, if you have just what you asked, you know, if you have it on the paper and with the numbers, it's easy to prove, yeah. Just under this main street, and there used to be some shops in this area, but after a time they had a problem with the water coming from the street, and it was all closed, and it was really, really not pleasant area in the street. So they asked, they were renovating the street, so we got the project for renovation of this underground. So we decided to keep the shops because of the possible program that could happen here, but still to make some kind of a walls that could also function if there is no program in the shop. We made like metal panels that perforated, so in between you have the lights, because before the lights were on the ceilings and they were destroyed all the time. So you have this light and you have the this pattern, which you don't see really well now. No, you don't see it. But if there is a pattern made of these holes, so even if there were people trying to make graffiti, it's not really interesting because you don't see it anymore so well, and also the light creates the pattern, so it stays all the time. So also in the benches we made the this garbage and the benches that are all part of it. So if the program will happen inside, you can just open these panels and you have the empty window, I mean you have window, and then during the night you can close it again. So this was like a test maybe how to present the these graffiti that in the city, I mean in some areas they don't want it anymore. And this was the same. It was like a passage that was going in the park, the biggest park in Ljubljana, the passage under railway and under the big street. And there were some graffiti that were quite nice, but just the city wanted that they don't want this graffiti anymore, and the pavement went really bad during one winter. So they want the renovation. So we decided again, okay, we changed the pavement with terrazzo with white paint. That was the continuation of the pavement that was following in the park. And on the walls, again, we used quite the similar principle as in that. We made just a pattern made of net, like a metal net, that during the day it was quite full, and during the night you couldn't see the net anymore, and there were just these patterns like a tree.
For example, she showed us one project about the shops in Vienna can take up to 20 years to go from the...
She should know it, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the same person.
Yeah, from the public...
Transition project?
The denationalization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I said, oh, so you have all the shops for 20 years empty. How come nobody's squatting those? They were not inspired enough to be spoiled, I suppose. It was just one shop on the street. It was not like a building or something. It was whole with glass. I think most of them were that.
But what is the rent situation in Ljubljana? Is it expensive?
I think something like here. I mean, for a shop or something, or like this, you pay like 12 euros per square meter, I think.
What is it called, the website?
The name,
Prostorov.
It means? If you translate it, it sounds really pathetic, but it's a little bit of a joke, because there is a city in Slovenia that is called Portorož.
I know this city.
Okay, and it means the porta, you know?
Porta.
Yeah. Like the... No. Harbor for roses. And prostor is just mixed two letters. Prostor means the space. So the space of the flowers, and that's just it's a game, but it's also because of the first project that I showed, because at that time we were doing many things with flowers.
Uh-huh.
But also it's like a flower that is something very temporary, you know, and all the installations we do are very temporary.
But one thing I think
after
you showed
so many
times, like as you said, they are very low budget. So most of them cannot stay for a long time. But it does demonstrate, like, you know, you said again and again, like how you will. So almost like a wake up call, like to the public or to the municipality. But what do you want? What is your vision in the long term? Do you want to create something that is more permanent, or you are just happy with this kind of temporary intervention?
What we do are these temporary interventions, but what we want is that people get used to use these spaces, even if they're empty. Even if we don't put these things inside, you know, they can bring their own chairs, they can just sit on the grass, and they can, I mean, you know, like if they're not used to sit on the grass, they won't do it. That's important in the beginning, you know. So we think that just we don't want that everything is perfectly in order in the plan. I think it's already quite a lot of things that are getting too many architecturally done. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it that things are happening spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this part is missing. That people just spontaneously go and use public space. I think it's a part of education, you know? I mean, it is education, but it's not from one year to another one. I think you have to slowly,
the transition. So I was thinking, for example, with your installation, even though they are not meant to be permanent, when it's falling apart or, finished, then who will clean it up? You or the city? Ljubljana will help you.
We always try to clean it up, of course. I mean, we are talking with the city, that they... We always are pushing a little bit on them, no?
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning they felt really offensive because they thought that we are attacking them and that we want to criticize them. I mean, in a way it is a critic, but it's a good critic because if we just wanted that they maintain the place a little bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They cannot say that it's well maintained if you go there in the morning and you see full of glass and full of this junky stuff and things like this,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and full of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens that after this, they, on these points we pointed out, they put more attention to it.
Yeah.
But, for example, this project we did this year, after this project, I mean, there is really a plan that you could see also on the in the living room. This was the project that the city asked us this year to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, they asked us to make the project for 5 streets in Ljubljana, how to make them more nice to pedestrians and to cyclists. So this is in the this project we removed very few actually car parks because we just put them on the part where there were no. We always try to make that one part is for pedestrians and the other for the cars.
Yeah.
You know, and for this project on the festival, we tested if people would use, if you make this, if people that are living there would go out and sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see this during the festival, because people who were living in the evening or during, and they were all coming out from their houses, bringing their own coffee, you know, and sitting on the street. And for them it was something really unusual, really, because they had no opportunity to do it. But if you make something, I don't know, just remove the parking and put some trees and benches, it would be really good for them.
Did you do that in collaboration with the government, or did you just pay a coin to get the parking space and use it for something else?
No, we didn't have to pay. We asked and they allowed us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But there is, but there is one organization in that started in San Francisco, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Parking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's in what, it's just for one day.
Parking.
Yeah, they just pay all the time. The,
coming
22nd, I think. Yeah.
22nd.
Yeah.
Maybe believe it's 21st because Saturday.
That's, okay. Yeah. But
it's less coordinated with the state.
Yeah, of course. But this was, it was just because we had, I mean, we wanted to show in one place how much parking area, how big is this area, you know, that you can have the whole room made out of it. It's just for one car. And then, I don't know, there were like 15 people having breakfast there, you know? Or, yeah. And it was the only possibility really we could use because there was no other place on the street.
That's for 1 week or for?
For 1 week.
For 1 week?
Mm-hmm.
And everything all time without security?
Yeah, that was
really,
they are so fast on this. They really have many things.
First 2 days we were collecting it in
you put a ping-pong table away?
Yes, but after, no, during the night at 11, but okay. No, but many things were locked with a small...
Yeah, small, really small, invisible. Because I remember seeing people playing ping-pong like around midnight. They were still playing.
Yes, because at the end the table was so bad that when we were removing it all the time, it was falling apart. So we said, okay, it's better to leave it here.
Okay. Yeah, really.
No, but for me, I think that when I was the first time in Berlin, I was walking through at night through Alexanderplatz. And I saw the chairs and tables that were on the square and not locked.
Yeah.
And nobody was touching them. So, what are you, what's so strange for you?
Yeah, but I'm talking about washing machine.
But the wash,
there was three washing machines.
But it was all one, the cheaper was...
No, two of them are relatively okay.
But
the one that got stolen was the worst one. It was very strange.
But all these things were from the things that were people throwing away, you know?
Mm.
We didn't buy any of these objects, so there were probably, I mean, people knew that they are not working for, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was, in this case, I was really surprised that it was not destroyed, because yes,
yeah,
and it is in the area where there is this mic.
The impression I have is that behavior of people in the public space is really changed by these interventions. Do you think it was, or I hope, do you think it was like the setting of the public space itself that made other kinds of behavior possible, or was it just a change from normality that this abnormal thing that stirred up some different behaviors?
I'm not sure really, but I think also that people are sometimes so surprised, you know, they're asking, what is this? You know, why is this here?
Yeah.
And then they don't want to touch it. You know, they're just looking.
Sort of fear.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for some people it's really nice and inviting to have like more uses of public space possible than usually provided for yourself. But should it be like something that you change every week or every day or every year, or is it something that you can just program or design in such a way that it will last forever?
I think you should always put the things open, you know? You should not say, okay, this is for this and this is for that. It should be open to people to use it in a different ways.
It's more about, I think that one of the reasons everybody does it is more about the setting the other mode of perceiving things when people walk by the streets. So they see something else of the ordinary everyday thing and perceiving. It's really like a conviction, so
yes.
You know, you're more open to other stuff, and that's really the reason actually to do it.
Yes,
one
because
reason, everybody.
Yeah, because you are used to walk through the same areas every day in the city, and you never ask yourself, why is it like this, or can it be different, you know?
Yeah. Especially when you have really ugly public art.
Oh my god, that's a question that you I was asking me when we went on a picnic together at 10 o'clock in the morning. What do you think about this ugly public art in the city? She made a really serious question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Forever,
and it's
really
quiet.
You can't say anything about it, because
it's
happening.
Oh. But I saw in the meeting that like for that like 2 weeks ago there was a French guy. You know this club against the car?
Yeah.
There is this metal thing. Just to block the car, like in Paris, there is lots of things like this. And we design a seat that you can just roll. Now, you put it on the thing, and the block is not just against the car. Now you have a real seat.
No, I
don't
understand.
No,
you
put a guy. You put a ball.
You know the block?
Yeah?
With blood? Yeah. Like what? It's in Paris.
For party in Italy.
Yeah.
For the money.
No. The blood against the car. But the car can go on the payment.
Uh-huh. Ah, you know? This is like this.
Okay. Magazine.
Yeah.
Focus on public.